Don't speak, I know just what you're feeling. So please stop explaining. Dun, 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 dun. I hope I could put Gwen Stefani in this one, because she's dope. Okay, I'm going to give you guys a moment to feel those thoughts, those sad thoughts, sad negative thoughts. I want you to feel them. Really feel why you feel the way you feel. What are the reasons behind it? Like, what caused it? Something that most people don't understand is that it's an accumulation of things that can be passed down from years ago. So someone can be angry of something today, but it can also be something on top of something they're angry about from last week, a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Someone can still be angry about something that happened to them or that was done to them from they were a kid. They could be 10 years old. They could be 5 years old. This is an example of trauma. What I'm doing here is I'm giving you permission to feel those sad things, but I'm giving you permission of what doctors won't do. I'm giving you permission to walk into that cave of yourself. I'm giving you permission to feel anger. I want you to feel angry. I want you to be angry about it. Why? Because anger is an emotion that will fuel you. It will give you energy. I want you to feel angry about those things that you are unhappy about. I want you to communicate it. I want you to express it. I want you to talk about it. Mind you need to be doing this in a safe, comfortable environment where you're by yourself, because a lot of people don't understand anger, and a lot of people will tell you it's not healthy to be angry, but I'm telling you it is. But I'm also telling you to do it by yourself, because that way you don't project your anger to these people, because that's actually what happens. A lot of people, we live in a society, we live in a world. We live in a world where people are not allowed to be angry. And if they are, it's like people will immediately like try to resolve that person who's angry, or ignore that person, like just get rid of them. So anger is a very interesting, strange emotion, circumstance for people, because it makes people very interested in seeing someone go crazy, get angry, but it also makes other people unsafe, scared, fearful. So anger is a very interesting emotion that isn't very discussed and is not very well discussed in our society. And what happens to people that are angry inside, or they can end up being stressed out, or then they turn to sad, because anger is an emotion that people don't want to be around. Generally speaking, it'll feel safe, and that angry person will feel more alone, and then that can transfer to sadness. So sadness and anger are two emotions that are very, they're like polar opposites of each other, like love and hate, anger and sadness. It's important to express both, and both on your own. If you don't feel comfortable to do that, like if you don't have people that you can be your full self with, because we live in a time where there's a lot of people that are just acquaintances, really. They're not really friends. They just pretend to be friends. Because also there's people out there that have their own agendas, that people will take advantage of one person just to gain and move on and almost forget about that person. So it's important that you give yourself permission and the time and space to feel these feelings of like anger and sadness and dive deep into it and give yourself permission to feel these range of emotions. Because we are emotional creatures. We have these energies inside that are bottled up and stored, and then they end up being projected in other areas. So you can get a you as an example can get a trigger from something that reminds you of something that made you angry 10 years ago, that can compensate with your today, things that you're pissed off about today, like someone cutting in line. Or cutting you in while you're driving. That's just an addition to the shit that you carry with you from your past. Now I'm gonna call out doctors right now. Ooh, oh my God, Chris is gonna do it. I don't care. I'm gonna speak my mind. And I'm not talking about all doctors. I'm talking about the doctors that don't know what they're doing. Which is by just giving someone a antidepressant for an emotion that they need to express. That's right, I said it, express it, rather than try to cover it with a pill. You need to accept these feelings. We all feel angry. We are all capable of every emotion out there. We are all capable. We are all capable of anger. We are all capable of sadness. It's just what makes a person angry is different to another person. What makes a person sad is different to another person because we are own. We are each uniquely created individuals. We each have unique brains, unique minds, unique hearts, unique interests, desires, attractions, weaknesses. So everyone is different, but we all feel emotions, we all feel feelings, and it's important that you do not mask it. It's important that you do not hide it. It's important that you do not bottle it. And it's important that you give yourself the time and space and permission to express these things. For example, if you're angry and you don't and you hold it in and you end up angry at people that you love, and you don't want to be angry to these people you love. You gotta do catharsis. You gotta, like, for example, just get in your room and just yell, ah, ah, just fucking yell. Grab a pillow, grab your pillow, and scream in your pillow. Do that. You'll feel great. Something I love to do is putting post rock music. Yes, post rock. It's instrumental rock music. One that I recommend is Explosions in the Sky. I'll try my best to put a track in there. Or put something with words, like fucking Metallica. Darkness imprisoning me. All I see. Dun 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 dun. I cannot live. I cannot die. So again, there are some doctors that will try to prescribe you a medication, but I mean, this medication is drugs, and doctors are drug dealers with a license. We talk about drugs, but I mean, hey, you need medicine. You know what's real medicine? You're gonna hear this really cliche statement: food. Food is medicine. How many people are willing to eat what they're supposed to? How many people are willing to go the length and eat raw, organic, natural? How many people are willing to eat like how their grandparents lived 100 years ago? Or great grandparents, because unfortunately, a lot of grandparents, they don't live long, like 60s to 80s. I have my great grandpa. Now I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging. I'm just sharing a truth. My great grandfather is in his 80s. How many people can say that? Great grandpa. My great grandfather is in his 80s. And he's in better shape than a lot of 60, 70-year-olds here in America, because he lives in Ecuador. It's a simpler life, but that's one way for you to analyze what you're doing, what you're eating, what you're consuming. If it's made in a bag, you shouldn't be eating it, like chips and bread. But a lot of this stuff you're not gonna wanna actually absorb, you're not gonna wanna listen to, but that's just you being resistant to change, because everyone is fearful of change. Everyone wants just a safe, comfortable life, and I say fuck that. You need to live your life with a little danger, because any moment your life can be at risk. Any moment you can die, because life is unpredictable. Life is random. So you should be prepared. Anybody, everybody that tries to live a safe life all the time, they're just pussies. They have cushions. You think those are strong people? They're not strong. Because they don't know what it's like to live in the real world. People that are busting your ass, their blood, sweat, and tears, working endless hard hours, those are tough people. So tired that when they come home, their feet hurt and they just knock the fuck out. Those are tough people. Anyways, this podcast episode is not meant to stir up, like, what's the word? A dislike in me. It's only to talk about the hard truth. And if you're unable to absorb this, you shouldn't be listening to my podcast, because this is truth in order for you to grow, in order for you to be a strong human being. This is for badass independent motherfuckers. So if you're not that, that's why you basically disagree with what I'm saying. And if you're actually looking to strive and be that person, then hey man, welcome to my podcast. My name is Coach Chris, and I'm glad to be here to help you out.